Now, the Bible teaches us not to call any man father but your father which is in heaven. That's what it says, see.
What does it say in there? I've heard that before, I think.
Now, I don't know just exactly where that's at, but I've read it in there. I don't know whereabouts that's at, but it's in there because I read it. And a lot of people called, now my daddy called his daddy Paul. See, that was the old time way of doing it. They always said Paul did. And some of them said Mammy, and some of them said Mother. Now they called her Mother. See.
Do you use the word Father yourself?
No, I use Daddy. Is all of it.
Because of the Bible?
Well, yes, I guess that's the reason, because they taught me that, you see. And and that's the reason that I guess I did, because they, or I might refer to him as Dad sometime, but never as Father, because
and your daddy's daddy would be called your
my grandpa,
and his wife would be your
grandmother, grandmama, grandmother.
Any other names for them? What you call them?
Well, I call them grandma and grandpa. That's what I call.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down. That'd be a
You on wheels. Well, they used to, a long time ago, you know what they call them?
What?
Commissaries.
Commissaries?
That's what they call them. The baby buggies, it was a commissary.
Why did they call them commissaries?
Because it laid down. A baby buggy set up. They didn't call them that. If he set up, it was a baby buggy. If it's a commissary, he laid down, you see. Long time ago, because I've heard them call them that a long time ago.
What would you call them nowadays?
I call them baby buggies myself.
The ones that they lie down in?
All of them. We call them all baby buggies. If they roll, got wheels on them, they're baby buggies to us.
You put the baby in the buggy, then you go out and what the baby?
You
put him in the buggy, then you go out and you...
Pushing him, yeah, you have to push him along.
Say if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
Daughter,
Or a boy and a...
Girl.
And... Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
resembled his father or favored his daddy or... Or looked like him. A lot of them, I always say, well, he looked just like his daddy to me.
And you'd say, if a mother's looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say that she's... what, three children?
The what?
If she's looked after them till they're grown, you'd say that she...
she raised her children.
And you say if the child's misbehaving, you tell them, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
spanking is what I say, or a whooping.
And if a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say that she's...
That's what I'd say. She's going to have one. I'd say she's going...
Any other expressions people use?
Well, you might say, if she's carrying it, you might say she's pregnant or something like that.
Does that sound kind of bad to you to say?
Well, it does to me. When I was raised up, people didn't say anything that resembled anything that, was out of the ordinary at all, because they just didn't believe that way and they didn't say that way, so they didn't talk that way. And so, if a woman was pregnant or... in a family way, they say back there then, you didn't mention that before anybody, see, without it be to another man, but you didn't mention it before any women at all or anything like that, see, because they just didn't talk that way. They thought it was...
Do you ever hear any joking ways that maybe you might say to say that someone's pregnant? Do you ever hear any joking expressions?
Yeah, I've heard them say it. First one thing, another, and she swallowed a pumpkin seed or something like that.
And say if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be a...
Well, they